And if people not something as much, I'm down with them now at first the bottom. So the more it's always good that a person had a basis and knows of the Shabbos, and Shabbos was there at Yom Kippur. More has two stories. The first story was in Europe, it says Yom Kippur was on air of Shabbos. Had a basis and knows of Yom Kippur, and he wanted to know if he's committed to cook it on Yom Kippur. He made an air tashir, he was allowed to cook on Yom Kippur Shabbos. But here was the basis and knows of Yom Kippur, which he's not committed to eat today, like Yom Kippur. If you have the cooking on Yom Kippur, no one can eat tomorrow on Shabbos. So he made the air question. His mother said, what are you talking about? It's mukta. It's mukta. You can't even move it today. There's nothing to discuss. And now the Gemara has an opposite story that the basis was known on Shabbos, and Shabbos was an Arab Yom Kippur. So what was the Shabbos? Whether he's committed, if he waits till tomorrow, if he's committed, he should make it tomorrow on it. So he can't get to Shabbos or Pop. So the Achrodim has the question over here. The previous say, he was based on Shemal Dunn to Yom Kippur, and he wants Yom Kippur on Friday, and he wants to know if he's committed to cook the beta on Yom Kippur for Shabbos, and he came on Yom Kippur, yes, because he allowed to cook it. He was actually a day Monday. He didn't going to cook it today for Shabbos, he's not going to eat the egg raw. He's going to wait for Sunday to eat the egg, but that's why he came to yes on Yom Kippur. But in this case, when it's the reverse, the Yom Kippur came out on Sunday, he has to take the hour, what was the rush to ask the Shabbos on Shabbos? He came to ask on Shabbos, he came to run to the rabbi, he has a basis, he wants to be Shabbos, he wants to know, do you want to cook tomorrow? Are you on to the ask tomorrow. What's the rush that he came to ask on, so you could say, so one of the pagans suggests a different interpretation. The Chayyim Yodam, no, the Chayyim Yodam quotes every so often, a psak from the Zulma Dagan, a Rabbal and Pascal. They say that the Pascal was on the outskirts of Zulma. Everybody's on the outskirts of Zulma. He lived in Pascal and he used to walk into town. He was a dying Zulma, the days of the Chayyarat. He said, we saw Zulma, the Chayyarat called Pascal. So the Rabbi Ramatam had a room straight on Gemara. So he has a comment on this Gemara. So he says, Salabatim, he had a lot of Salabatim, he came to his child with him. Sometimes he went with it, sometimes not. Some 50-50, half the time good, half the time tough. So when the telephone buzzer is tough, sometimes they should be shopping around. So that's just another rabbi. That's another opinion. Maybe some other rabbi will say that it's worth it. So we know that if you don't want to do that, then a proper shelter, if the shelter of one rabbi, he says that it's tough there, so you're not allowed to go ask another rabbi. And the shock line from the other day is that even if you ask another rabbi, he said that it's mutter, he said, yeah, that it doesn't help because the first company already said that it's mutter. So then it's possible that it's also chacham. However, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that's only chacham hafsa. The shayla was halacha of a ma'aseh, and the stock was issued, and it's a very ugly one. But he asked a month and a din, what's the din? What's going to be next month? So the stock wasn't found yet. So then if you go to another, even if the first rabbi says that it's not there, if you go to another rabbi, he says that it's put there. So if you want, you can follow the second rabbi. The only thing is that you can't go back to when you have another shot and the second rabbi, you're right, the second rabbi ready. Then you have another shot, you go with him for a month, and then next month he's going to tell you things that you don't want, so you're going to go back to the first rabbi. It can't keep on switching. But on this particular din, if you keep on switching this thing, you're just not asking anybody to shot. You're not following any stock at all, because all the stock and everything is related. Eating one the same Gemara and the Galatiana has a different way, have a different way of running Gemara. The Lutkish has a different way of running Gemara. The Polish has a different way. You either follow this Mahalak, or you follow that Mahalak. There's different ways to approach Gemara. You can't keep on whatever it's better, whatever it's... But you're right. More convenient, you're going to follow that stuff. That's the spirit. But strictly speaking, this Mahalak has not Masharata. That must have been the trap over here. But the Rabbi is afraid that the Rabbi is going to say that it's Tosa. So he wants to protect himself. He wants to just in case the Rabbi says that it's Tosa. So he's going to ask on Shabbos. The paper was over the Shabbos. And the issue is not good with him today. Because today he looks today for location. He didn't take it. So all Shabbos are only just tomorrow. Is he allowed to eat it tomorrow? Is he booked it tomorrow? So he has to take in his minutes to make sure in case the stock turns out wrong, he always has the right. He's always the right rabbi. The other guy says, what's that? Have you able to follow him? Be able to stick to his stock.
I don't know.
Yes,
good shot. I don't know.
That's how Bhagavatam suggests.
Wonderful.
But that's the Swami wasn't a Gideon. What's the thing he said today, I'm sorry? He said, because he wanted to make sure that the
people don't have to. He
had
to do nothing with it at all.
He had to. He already had to talk about it. He could tell what to do. He could tell what to do.
But he said that no matter what, he said you need this model.
He's
still can't do
this measure. That's right. So he was there. Same aloha applies in the opposite direction also. Chokhul Shrata, En Chaderu, Asher La'ati, only applies in Fakhal Ha'atzak Ramashim. 25 years ago, from Rabbanim, from Pamela Rabbis in New York, said that you're not allowed to eat and can't do this. So those people who live, those Rabbanim, those Rabbanim, those Rabbanim, and those Rabbanim said you're not allowed to eat and do this. So even if another rabbi tells you that that rabbi was wrong, you're not allowed to eat tuna fish, but they ask those rabbis, the only tuna fish they had in the house, they're not allowed to eat. But let's say a month later when they get new tuna fish, even if it's the exact same shayla, nothing changed, it says, well, sure enough, if it's a different tuna fish, it's a different can, the deal of Kama Shat, and Chayel HaShav HaHat, it doesn't apply, even if it's the exact same shayla. So it's a case, it doesn't apply. Because the deal of Kama Shat, Eich Ha'er HaShem HaHat only applies to Chal HaTzach and that particular mitzvah, that particular object. But if you ask him a different object, he said, well, he didn't ask. If I didn't ask, I wouldn't have done. I'm a little bored. If I didn't ask the Rav, then I'm certainly not down by this
side. But the
trend
of the
Not from the Mahamur, you say,
no,
no, no, there are, it is still a fish. You can go with the If I ask the Shaila of the Rav, that implies that I'm going to accept his doctor. Because then the doctor, even if it turns out that that other rabbis would have said, listen, if I would have asked someone else, would have asked my regular rabbi that I always ask, he would have said, listen, but when I ask the Shaila, then listen, I'm going to follow his stuff. The difference between the two and the difference between the two reasons is, what if the first rabbi said, listen? My rabbi was away, and I asked the rabbi, and he said, Mutter. And then my rabbi comes back, and I asked him, and I say, I asked the other rabbi, he said, Mutter, what do you say? If he said, I can have a lot of faith, I said, because it's Kodesh and Chacham HaRishon, so it works in both directions, whether the Chum or the Kul. And if he said, I do not allow the Pastor Chacham, because Shavi Allah, she has given the Yisura, but then he's only not allowed to be Mako against the one who had been Mako first, but if the first one was Mako, then the second one would be
Mako. You're also, you know, first
No, it depends. It depends. If I hold that the first Pesach, the first rabbi expressed one opinion, and my opinion is not so. But I can see why he held the other way. If the first one is absolutely dead wrong, I have to call him up and have to do something to make sure that all of us are doing okay. But if I can see that I know there's another opinion, then I know that we don't follow that opinion. It's generally a thing that we don't follow that view. But it is such a legitimate opinion. Then some show how we would apply, even a cooler. If the first rabbi said, Mutter, there are legitimate opinions who follow, who hold like that, then the second one is considered to say, Rechum.
So what's the problem with that? Assume that you want to ask him.
Assuming that one of the rabbis and ask them, what are you trying to do?
Assuming that you have to get those big consensus opinions. then you preface it by saying I'm going to ask more than one rabbi what's your opinion, I don't want to follow up them? Or is there a problem to say, I told you
I made up my mind in advance and I'm going to take
from a civil. The civil says the guy that the opinion is clear up on the system.
Okay.
So then you say right ahead of time, just to the rabbi, well, he's your opinion.
I think you have to open it in your defense. And what's the deal with this? You know in advance that you weren't accepting his decision alone. You made up your mind in advance, you're going to ask three people.
So then, but then the other part of it doesn't apply to the rabbi.
Well, you
need the answer, then I'm going to go by it. And then I'm not going to go by it, so then the fact that the rabbi...
No, but I made up my mind in advance, I'm going to follow up to rabbi three.
But he doesn't know that.
Which is, this is the fourth line from the bottom of Dalad of Nal, which is Dachnei the Rapapa, the Rimbot of Rapapa, came here to Shadda. The Amrimon, another version of Hanukkah, is the Hahu Dalma, it's also the Kamei the Rapapa. So, the person of Rapapa came here to Shadda Rapapa, that, well, I'm not the way he had a faith in the Shabbat, you know, he had a faith in the Shabbat, you know, he had to live in the Shabbat. But the Shabbat is, he had to sit down there, the other thing is, one is another, the faith in the Shabbat, the Shabbat, and you're allowed to eat it. He comes on Shabbos and he asks, am I permitted to eat this egg tomorrow? The prophet told us on the first deal, or if not, go today and come back and ask me tomorrow. So the Marco, why didn't he? Well, because he didn't want to give us that to the Balabas the other third time. No, he might be the reason why. That's what the Balabas was trying to get at the Balabas with the smart cookie he wanted to ask on Shabbos. In case he doesn't like the sound of it, he will go to another rabbi. But that wasn't the reason why our prophet is using it. He had different reasons. We know from the Gemara of Kishis, the Gemara of Kishis says that not only, it says in the Kumbhish that a person, a person is that war and is not permitted to drink and cause any of his hundreds. That means forever and ever, I'm that. He drank wine and when he was on this, he's never ever allowed him. Well, it says if he took a nap, then he's permitted to. If he took a walk for 25 minutes after he drinks, he's permitted to. Once the effects of the wine wear off, then he's permitted to drink a bunch or to do it himself. The cold one that the effect of the wine has, or the other liquor, has it worn off, and he's forbidden to drink a bunch and he's forbidden to drink an offer. So the Gemara says, based on the problem of Chodesh, not only does the din apply to a Kohen, he's forbidden to drink and he's forbidden to drink a bunch, the price of love, the rabbi with shikir is not permitted to pass. The simple reason is the rabbi shikir is not allowed to pass. You're making a statement. That's a simple matter. But the money is money. The whole process is no longer back on the cross. You can the rabbi close to the new level. It might not come down. So that was the simple problem about the shikir first. But the money see that that's not the only reason. One reason is Shema Yitzhak. If he's wrong, then he may forget. He may make a mistake. But the money has it as another thing that's asking the shayler. It's somehow considered by Takrava Kurban, even if he's not wrong. Even if he's not wrong. Let's say, somehow the Shaila and the Kipareh can send Shaila over time. They should know the Shaila. He could also use them. Everybody knows what he did. Even the part of the Shaila left out, he is also. It's not admissible by the person who's wrong. So secondly, one reason is Shema. He said, may make a mistake. And another reason is that the Sethic there is a concept. It's learned that from a concept. Rashi, on the last line of the Gaf, quotes the Sethic from Bahit, the third Jew. When it's a Dover on the Polish Passover, somebody wants to know, then you have to wait until today. But to say that you have to wait soon on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday, it's possible to finish. You have to wait soon. Everybody knows that. The Gemara says, the pastor has been as foolish, black and white, and foolish, the value the Gemara says is committed. but there are more issues on earth. And so the other day, so the beginning of the other day, when I had to on the third, the word of Pasim Shari, so the Rama says that if Abraham agrees to pass him, anything that's black and white on the first him, he permitted to pass him when he dropped. So the Akharim, yes, the Abraham agrees to pass him. He just says, well, it's the foolish and the Hunish, not the Abraham agrees to pass him. So some say that it's a mistake in the Rama that it should say, the Abraham agrees to took him. Gavam the foolish betook him, not the party. But having the foolish in the party is not called by law. But the moral has not been against the law, it is the thing that was adopted in the American Constitution also, double jeopardy. If you have a case of being a person, and a baby was down and a person, and he was getting a baby, rock out of the house, and then he suffered, and then it's a response, not a girl, but the 13th Galeon out of the 23rd, they called 23rd Galeon, and then the person. The 13th said, doctor, and then he said, God. So the wet doctor ran and they quitted the defendant and said that he's talking to go home when he needs him. And then later on, they realized that the lady was sick, that they forgot him up, and he got mother up, and the defendant said, what did he convene? And to talk him over to determine that he's Christ. So the Gemara was a month ahead, runs out from a person who says he can't do that. And the Hasina says, though, that it doesn't apply to the Gemara. Only apply to the Gemara, so it's wrong, because it's put in the American Constitution. And then it's wrong that the American Constitution has to be communicated, he didn't know it. He usually says in Sanhedrin that it only applies to the Gemara, so it doesn't apply to the Gemara. Double law, applies to the Gemara. Some time later, a double mistake and a double jeopardy. Double jeopardy, make two mistakes. So I call the Gemara has to do this. So the Gemara says, Ganesh Varman Uyin, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, when we have this gift of double jeopardy, that if you have to be Zakai, Amos, Dil, Isa, Lachaiko, that's only if the Bezin made a mistake and they acquitted the defendant to double Shem, Amos, Duki, Mordingo, made a mistake in Tosh Bafet. What if the made a mistake in double Shem, Duki, Mordingo, and Duki didn't believe in Tosh Bafet? It only followed in Tosh Bafet. So what is, Let's say somebody worships a toilet bowl. A Jewish person worships a mezuzah of wood. And the Bezin says, partly for me, so, because you want to find me if you worship golden, so you worship a mezuzah that's wood now. And then so they say, partly for me, even you worship a mezuzah, partly because it wasn't gold or silver. So later on they realize they made a mistake. And if you ask any conscious person, you ask a child who doesn't know anything about Torah Shema, just not Kumish, you ask a child once again if a person worships somebody in Zara that's made of wood. A child will understand that it doesn't make any difference whether it's metal or stone or wood or anything. The Gemara thinks that if you're a mistake that the Zil Frihe Rab, you can ask a child and say that there's no Torah Shema itself. If it was the Torah Shema, it's looking more than both, even if the Zil Frihe don't accept the Torah Shema there, would know that that's incorrect, that it's a mistake in Chumash, then the first Tzach is not called a Tzach in Arab. The Tzach is not called a Tzach. Oh, hello, in the Tzach is only in the area of Torah Shema there. When it comes to Torah Shema itself, that's not Tzach. That's what he's more called. Will create a lot. Open up a commission, read the Kurdish. The word speaks for himself. Not in the Psalm. A Psalm is only in Torah Shema where it's not written down. Even the Zman Azari had a Torah Shema written down, but the sin doesn't change. Whatever is Torah Shema there is this type of Psalm. So the Gemara puts these two together. The judge like a mistake, if the Bezin made a mistake in the area of Torah Shema Psalm. So you don't say that that's called Yavim Bezin Zakai and they must be able to the Choba. No, they'll take the descendant back and they'll make an Erigma Din and they'll determine that he is Kavi. Oh, Masha, there's a Din in the Chumash that if the Bezin has double, the chief rabbi has made a mistake and I was funny, said they're coming with Luther and so they said they are a certain man, and so they said it's a miserable to turn on a left to fly from Shah. And then, make life a little easier, so everybody's standing on the line. Then they realize, there's not going to be like the name of the state. It's really prohibited. They put out the cruise, they put it an advertisement in the newspaper, no one should turn on any lights anymore. They made a mistake. And they determined that the role of the Fine Corps of Luminaries of Israel have turned on lights based on the staff of the chief rabbi. There's no doubt. The Gemara says they have the person to the commission have to bring a special code, a power of knowledge of people in order to help people to get a that product. Normally the person is Mechal Shabbos, the Shreggim, the Rebbe, and Mechal Shabbos. That's the thing that's called Mechal Shabbos. If you have a million people on Mechal Shabbos, each one made his own Shabbos, the Shreggim, the Shreggim, each one has to bring his own carbon copy. You can't have a million people chip in and buy one copy. Every person has to buy his own carbon copy. But if the error was made by the Bezin HaGadol, everybody followed them, And then the Chumash prescribes that they should, the Chumash says that they have to bring a power, special power chapter, and then the Yechidim don't have to bring their own carbon chapter. So the Gemara says they also. If that's only for the sake of the Bez Magol, who was in the area, so it should have that. And then we want to turn on all that supply. Today the Chumash is placed on that seat, one year with the glass in the Chumash. You have to know, based on the Torah Shabbat. What if they made a mistake? The Chumash is doing a great day around, but they made a mistake on such an obvious thing that it's not a Torah Shabbat. The Gemara says, it's even though the Balabat was following them, the Balabat is no longer for Chumash either. The Rabbah says, the Rabbah doesn't look. The Balabat himself is no longer for Chumash, but still, the Gemara says, since the Pesach of the Bez Magol is not even called the Pesach at all, because it was in the area of Torah Shabbat Pesach. And Torah Shabbat Pesach is not called Pesach, Pesach is only Harod, it's only Torah Shabbat Pesach. Therefore, there will be no carbon power of Yom Shabbat. That's what the Gemara says. So the... And the Bez Magol bringing the Tahar and Moshe Sigurd doesn't apply whenever the area of the Tzad was in the area of Tosha Nechzad. But similarly, in this Halakha, the Gemara doesn't preach the Tzad is given. Whenever the Tzad is the Bez Magol, whenever it's an issue, the Bez Magol is the Tzad is the Bez Magol, the Tzad is whenever it's a Tzad is the then there's no prohibition to pass in even when he drops. He just says, I'm Jewish. If there's no Tzad, then you have to go to school. And now he's completely drunk. So if they hit, he's the Chumash. He gets drunk, and he's fully drunk with that, he says, here, look in the Chumash, it's harsh as God. And it says, you have to let go. So he's on a note. It says, you have to let go. So there's no prohibition to pass in until she gets drunk. So that's not called Tzad. So I'm not planning to say that because I'm always driving it. But that's not the Jewish in the Ramah. Everybody has the Jewish in the Ramah. That he says only, don't rush, don't have a foolish to pass in. One is permitted, even if he's drunk, he's permitted to pass in. Don't have a foolish to pass in, even if it's not a foolish to pass in, as long as it's extended start, that everybody knows in Shabbat, he's permitted to pass in. But some suggest that what the Ramon needs is the power. That his mind doesn't know many have real Sneha. Real Sneha was only in the days of the Gemara, and Sneha was Nishma Tisha, and Moshe Hatev. And that sneaker can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. The one who's giving the sneaker has to be in Eretz Yisrael, the one who's receiving the sneaker. They both have to be in Eretz Yisrael. So what do we have in mind of that? We have a block, a foot floor. We get sneaker, the whole thing is a block. No issues. The sneaker is a block, no issues. Why? Because it says it's going up like that. You can't confer sneaker in the foot floor. So what is it all about? So the Gemara says, I'm separate in. It's considered the issue. So the Gemara says in the first place, if I had you, I thought, hey, the Buddha, not the mayor, is there is an abundance, the Talmud, Al-Yorah, a Talmud is not permitted to pass in anything, and then came up from issues throughout. Unless he got permission from the Rebbe to pass the Shabbat. The place of the Ramah, Shulchanor, he quotes the Abarbanel. It's the only place of Shulchanor, the Ramah quotes the Abarbanel, that the Shlicha that we give the man of there is not real Shlicha, because it's not Yishuvim Shamashah. They know it's not that it's true. But it's Hetzah Harah, it's still the issue to satisfy that requirement with the Ramah. It's not real Shlicha with the Ramah. So the Ramah apparently holds that the pask in a shayla that it should be called the pesach of a hundred and b'nai Yisrael only applies if the person has to use it. If the person doesn't have to use it, the chlal is not called very wrong. If he says the ramam, the tibet. The machlekes and yishen, the ramam is viewed like that. That when a person passes with a shayla, he says that he passes in a pesach only if the person has yield to it. He does not qualify to it, like his mother and rabbi has to use it. It's never called very wrong. So strictly speaking, he can never violate this prohibition of a hundred and b'nai Yisrael. So the whole issue in the tribe is mana, that all this mana, the Gemara did apply, Rav, that's Nisha. The Gemara said that if you don't want to get Nisha to Rav, then you give Nisha to Shura. That's what he's called Rav, and the real name was Adam. About Nisha, he's called Rav, his name wasn't Rav, they called him Rav in contrast to Shura. The Gemara gives a whole explanation why he was raised, and he got Nisha, and Shura didn't get Nisha. So Rav has a prohibition of passing in because he has sneakers. If he was passing, that would be a horrid and great story. But it's not as if I'm not that nobody has any sneakers. So you can't violate the prohibition. The real reason they're right in the husband is never violate. So the only reason why there's mana is they're not allowed to pass make you drunk. Because you're afraid. You're afraid. You may, some of them make a mistake, but there are more than that. If you don't have a foolish to pass again, it just misses up. You keep the Shulchan up and it says, read for yourself. read these stuff. That's what it says. The agreement on...
But
in
another amphitheater, or another amphitheater, the end result is the same.
But what emerges has to be here, then the south is called the Hurrah. Then you have this new thing, the Hurrah is to make sure that if the religion is the path in the shadows and the person is wrong, even if you're not afraid you're going to make a mistake. It's only because somehow it's like Chabad. It's like a Kali looking at it and a Kali bringing the carbon to a rock passing in the shadow. It's like him bringing it to the Kodesh HaKadosh and bringing Chabad. It's such a cleaner. It's such a serious issue. That with Amgar, nobody has any Yosnit. Even though Rabbanah has Yosnit, it's not Yosnit. Even though it's Yosnit, it's not Yosnit. Because there's Oshalah HaMaseh of Yosnit that went via Chutzlar. The Rabbanah went there and next door, all we did, they were all Chutzlar. And he came back in the last century, this is not an idea of this, you should be Shabbat Shabbat. That's perhaps why the Rambam says that if man is there, the only prohibition to pass when a person is shikir is because of the Hashash Shem and Yitzhak. They said it only applies if it's not an explicit sin, but it's God who believes the past, and it's not in Shabbat.
You said the past is actually the
only thing. It's not what
No,
you can't find me in the world without Christian Shabbat. There's another thing, that even if the rabbi in your generation, let's say the rabbi in the short day, Rabbi Lutzin, how does he compare to Ramosha Feinstein? How does he compare to Rabbi Meiser? The answer is, he doesn't compare. So what? But if he's the rabbi, you have to listen to him. You have to listen to him, your generation. How does he compare? So how does Rabbi Meiser compare to the Zohar? How does the Zohar compare to Rabbi Akiva? You can ask the extension, how does Rabbi Akiva compare to Rabbi Shabbat? The answer is, you still the dog, you show the dog, every rock,
The
only if an individual has real tichens, and these tichens are much more ever, they're given in her control, all along. Then it's called Maharaj is saying so, then it's called the Ayurah. And if he doesn't have real tichens, then it's not called the Ayurah. He don't violate this real tichens, their eyes of Maharaj. It's just the Hashash and the Yitzhak, you shouldn't have to make the test. It won't pass when he's wrong, you make a mistake. But if it's not on a foolish department, so before you should kick the Shema Maharaj, I don't have to give the Ayurah, really? But then the Rambam says that it's good. So the Gemara says there increases again, that this prohibition of passing when you're drunk only applies if you're passing. What if the person is giving a shear? What if the person is giving a shear? So the Gemara says, well, it depends what kind of a shear it is. If he gives a full shear, he's up that, but he's just like a cash in the man's shop, he's not there. So he's ready to get a cash in the man's shop, and the man just says this, and just to do it says this. And he has a whole crush, a whole thing, but he doesn't come to any conclusion about how much. He says it's not. So he doesn't say anything about how much. That is committed to do even if he's thrown up. Not to say, I want to like it. Maybe it's better. Maybe it'd be better on the person's job. But if the person is giving a shoe on a lot of money, he says, or what if the person is giving a simple on Gemara or Rav? Gemara says, do that. Rav, whenever he said a shoe, he would always casually, he would always throw out a lot of money to stuff. It was impossible for Rav to give a shear and simple without saying it's not in the middle. He would say, in my short cash on basis, then he would say a thing in the middle. He wouldn't just have everything academic. Even when he gave an academic shear, he would always throw in things a lot of money. The Gemara would say, Rav was forbidden to say a shear, even a simple shear, at the time that he was drunk. Then the Gemara says, not only he was drunk, the Gemara says, Rav Lamuki Amore, he loved that practice in the days of the Gemara. A lot of times people can sit and they had no microphone. They kind of shot at the youngsters, they wouldn't use the microphone, whatever. That somebody couldn't find it, I could have shot money, but I didn't. So it would always happen on radio. They would have, instead of rap, instead of the shiur, feeding the shiur for hundreds of people who would have said it, he would say to the shiur to his assistant, and the assistant would speak. The assistant still wasn't the greatest homophobe in the world, but he had to be some of the ones who stood a little bit out of it. So that's the institution of an young writer. The Gemara has all kinds of clothing about the young writer. The Gemara says that a person who's younger than 40 is not allowed to have an assistant. The Gemara has all kinds of other
clothing.
I'm writing to speak. I'm either. Yes,
tell
the same way. Yes,
but
the exact same word. It means one who speaks, a speaker. The Tanaim and the Amoraim paper says the Tanaim used to speak the Kitronima. The Kitronima, they wouldn't be married. And the Amoraim paper says, Amor is Yeshua Lakar is Baruch Yosef. And Amor is understood that he's going to explain himself better. But the Tanaim says one thing, even if it doesn't sound like that's what he's driving at, the Gemara will often say, and I'll keep the shot. He's really saying something that's really very different from what the words imply. The Tanaim used to speak a different style. It's like a debate. Yes, a lot of times. Yes. Words missing, phrases missing, they're assuming that you don't have to destroy them. Keep the shot of my skin on special case. The Tanaim don't always explain themselves fully. But I'm a lawyer, six, and I'm not even one of six. So the Amora, Yeshua Lachar is not the only one, so that's the same as the same as well. Here the Amora, the one who speaks and says over in the Shia. The Chacham, Rav is often Amora, it wasn't a father, Rav would whisper, the only Chacham, they would whisper the Shia to someone else. And then the someone else would say the Shia out loud, but it's all about the Amora has one place, the Amora says that the wife of the Rosh Shiva, was once talking to the wife of the Amora, and the Amora herself and her husband is the God Mother. Because he was the one who said the Shia. He was the one who spoke to the Bala Bhattan. And the Shia's wife said to her, what are you talking about? My husband told them what to say. And she said, no, my husband said what your husband said. So let me make a sense. You might have a whole defect. You might have been in the middle of Shiva, the Amora says, in the middle of Abela says, the one in the middle of Shia, he was committed to say the Shia because he's got the Lavian. So he's not allowed to tell the Amora that the Amora should say. He tell the Amora, we should tell another Amora that should say. Because it's too much covered for the person who is not able that he should say the Shia. So the Amora, we should say it directly. It has to be more than that. What can you think about this Amora? An institution of having an Amora. So I can't believe that's some Amora that they have. That's not how long it is, man. So the Gemara says that our youngsters, Rav lives in Babel, so they had 2 days youngsters, and so they only had 1 day youngsters. Rav earned in there to study, he learned, he was talking about Kiram Nasi, Rav and Shmuel and Abiyah, they both come in and brought Kiram Nasi, so then Rav and Shmuel both went to Babel. And then when they left, so Rav got finished and Shmuel didn't get finished. That's what the Gemara tells in the end of Babel 3. So Rav, when he lived in Babel, he was certain that youngsters were Muki, Amoya, Ilami, he wouldn't say Shir. After he had made Kiddush on the first day Yom Tov, he wouldn't say Shir until the second day Yom Tov. Why wouldn't he say Shir? He sure was a little secret, because he was afraid that maybe he was a little tipsy, maybe he was a little drunk. Shatter Aziz, his mother. Shatter Aziz on Yoda. So he wouldn't, and then at night time he would make Kiddush again. So he wouldn't pass him. In the morning of the second day, before he made Kiddush on the second day Yom Tov in the morning, he would do the shear. So the Amora says, when he used to do the shear, it looks like it's only once it's a pascha. So Rashi quotes the answer over here. The Rav, the bottom Rashi writes, the Rav, or Ruyin Hoi murdered his Rosh Hashanah, he was always pascha. Even when he had a big shekel, a big temple, he would always throw in halacha l'maaseh stuff. He never would say that shear without throwing in some stuff halacha l'maaseh. Therefore, that's forbidden when the person was a shekel. So just like Rav was forbidden to say Shira and Yonter, because Mishum Shukra, so to Rav Bakr, didn't want to pass to this Shira was on Shabbos for Yonter, the basis of the Shabbos. Because I'm not our partner. Zero, what are you telling me? Zero, he didn't go away today, he told the boss to come back tomorrow, and he asked him a couple of... Finally, this Rav Bakr had made Kiddush on Shabbos, and he ate his chalice, and he very best, and then the boss came to the Shira, basically Shinoda, so he said, I drank. So I can't talk to him today, come back tonight, so I'll take a nap, I'll come back tomorrow morning, and I'll discuss. So when he came back the next day, he asked him about Rav, and when the Balabar came the next day, on Malay, that I thought they had told the Balabar, it's a good thing I didn't talk to him yesterday, because I wouldn't have had the presence of mind to say the right thing, because there was a dispute that we had learned last week, and my claim is Rav, that I gave him, that they just know that it's there, that they are still not there. The Teres is when you have Yom Tov next to Shabbos, the Shabbos next to Yom Tov, so you say that still on the Teres, and normally whenever there's a Machlek is Rav Rabbi Yechonam, Allah is Rabbi Yechonam. Or Shmuel Rabbi Yechonam, Allah is Rabbi Yechonam. Rabbi Yechonam in the Shlok is also Allah is Rabbi Yechonam. The Mogen Avot has a Rosh Hashanah, we call Allah is Rabbi Yechonam, maybe it's Bnei Dora. Whenever Rabbi Yechonam disagrees with one other contemporary, maybe it's the Pasuk, the Shulam, yeah. But aside from him, that's the Pesach, Shulam, Magamam, Yulam, start with a ship and we always talk like that yet, and when he disagrees with one, think that's right. If it's true against one, like this Rab and Shmuel against Rabbi Yehuda, then you won't pass it. Then you pass like the two. You won't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But he says, our prophet tells us about our God, it's a good thing that he came back today, because yesterday I would have passed things wrong. Hey, who has Ishtabor? So I mean, I would have forgot. And Rashi says, hey, who has to? Him already, you were for Ethel, this is a good thing. I would have passed it to you yesterday when I was a little young. I would have forgotten the army law, and I would have said my instinctive reaction would be, if you have Shabbos next to Yom Kippur, the Beit HaShemot is there, then about 2 days there, not? Then if you have 2 days Pesach, 2 days Shavuot, it's 2 days Sukkot. And then if you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So we talk to like Rav is involved in all the three disputes Rav is involved. And we talk like Rav in all three cases. Sometimes we put it, sometimes we have it, we talk to someone else. We talk, if the Shabbos next to Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur next to Shabbos, and we say Yom Kippur is there, and Surah goes there, we learn this, let's think that because of the Shabbos. No? You don't say it's one long hamshah for 48 hours of the vision period, but it's rather also because of the Ahmad of the Rabbah. And that's what we learned in Tachrit. It's like two explanations. What do you mean? Secondary. Like two explanations. What does this have to do with Ahmad of the Rabbah? What? Either the later the night of Ahmad or the day. The fact that that is a different day, that the whole day is Ahmad. One day is better than the other. So in the case when we have Shabbat next to the other, we talk about the Rabbah, no, but there's not two of us there. When you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's not that there's not 2 days there because it's Yom Ha'Rizko. And when it's 2 days, Yom Hashem Shalvoni is 2 days Pesach, 2 days Shavuot, 2 days Sukkot, then we pass to like Rav Nesula. If not that there's there, you'll tell us from that. Yeah, Rav holds the Kula, we pass like Rav. Why? Why do there is with that? Because that's the sake of the heaven. You don't say Yom Ha'Rizko. We say either for the same Yom Kippur, in which case, the second day even with Yom Kippur. You can't say after a Gazette, there's no Ha'Rizko, there's no one book. Or if the second day is young, the first day is there is young. If you can't do that, both days are young. But for me, it's sake of the other. Either one day is young or the other. But that's what our prophet said. If I would have talked to you yesterday when I was drunk, I would have made a mistake. But the good thing is, he came back today and I reminded myself that God has said that we talk like Rav in the East region. That is my first new show. Homer Rav Yechon. This is the Rav Yechon that we don't talk to much. It's a red hour. Whatever you tell you whether you need to look at the Irish book will tell you that we talk like this. Yeah, but don't tell you we talk like this. Yes, and all the faces, when you have Shabbos next to Yonder. So faces in all the goes there. Muteris goes there. We talk to faces in all the goes there. Surah goes there. Because that's one of the rabbis. So Rabbi Yechon says, even though I personally hold, Beitah Shinova goes there, the Teres goes there, but if it's Eitz and Shinoshim and Hadekah of the Shabbos, what if branches fall down from a tree in the middle of Shabbos? You're not going to use the branches of Shabbos as firewood anyway, because it's in the Mokal Havora. You can't roll it into the furnace to burn it. No Hekeran or Nebuch on Shabbos. What if you have a Hekeran on Shabbos? What if logs fall down in the middle of Yom Kippur? Did you have logs that are Mukham, that don't know to marry Yom Kippur? So we are just committed to take love. You're growing in the furnace on the other. You want to keep your body warm, if you want to cook the food. But you want to warm up water, whatever. But what about if the rock fell down from the tree on the other? So then you want to finish mixing. What if the branch is, what if the rock fell off of the tree? You have young fish. Shabbos first and Yom Kippur is on Sunday. So the branch is fell down from the tree on Shabbos. So Shabbos is okay, there's nothing to discuss. It's not bad. It looks like you can't do a miracle with it. What about you don't lie on the second day, on Yom Kippur? So we pass in the faith you should know the disaster of the day. According to the stock that we pass in a graph against Rabbi Yechon, the faith you should know the disaster of the day. So of course, it would also be also on the second day because of Achon of the Rabbi. But Yechon says, I will disagree with Rabbi. And I hold the faith you should know the disaster with Herod for the day. You can use the faith on the second day, but I will agree to Rabbi. By it, you should not know how better the Shabbos, and Shabbos is on Erev Yom Kippur, back to back. Shabbos is on Erev Yom Kippur, also will have sick on the Yom Kippur. You're not permitted to burn it in the fire, ha-ta-ta. You need to burn it to the key. You're not allowed to use those lives on Yom Kippur to burn it in the fire. I said, I know the neighbors and other Democrats. I said, obviously they need faith, so I'm going to ask their question. And the Talmud, the mother, the word tshuva means sometimes they answer and sometimes you are cautious. Like yeshiva, tshuva means tzachas. He shrugs them up. Or he say, I lie, yeshiva, lea, tshu. That's a lie that there's no way to answer it. Neitzah? Yes, Neitzah. This is Zav Yishudaini, and don't yet see a kashya from Neitzah that I hold Beit Yishnog of the Democrats is there. He explains why. My time, why is it Beit? Why do I hold Beit Yishnog of the Dead? Is what Beit on the second day? He doesn't hold that it's Kushaka. And he doesn't hold Nachon of the Rabbah. And he says, once you don't hold the Kushaka, you don't hold Nachon of the Rabbah, there's no need to make any Gzeilis. It's a Kushaka, it's Muslim. Mishim Gedilena, Nami Chaitin, the Goyimah. On the first day, on Shabbos, when the paper was rolled from the category from the head, you could have eaten it. You don't allow it to eat until tomorrow, then maybe it is. Everybody will know, everybody will understand. About the end, we're going to bake it as molder on Shabbos, Asura. The Mishnah should say Asura, instead of Asura. It's forbidden to eat that day. But Eitzim that fall down on Shabbos. The Chalab is nothing to discuss. You're not permitted to throw lard into the fire on Shabbos. It's a Malacha. There's all have to recommend it. So if you'll say Eitzim, go ahead and go to the Yomayu. The lard that fell down on Shabbos that you couldn't use on Shabbos, so you can use the Malacha of Shabbos. It's prohibited. You don't have to recommend it. He's showing you who the Malacha. If you'll tell the Talmud that he's allowed to use these lards tomorrow on Yomtiv, not only for the day, but you know, for the Shabbos. And tell him to Yomtiv. He'll think, or to the neighbor, he will mislead him to think that if the branch can fall on from the tree on Yomtiv, he can only use them on Yomtiv. He won't realize that if it falls down on Yomtiv, it's Muktzeh. What's in the name of the fellow? But we'll think that you're not an Amishtarus. But think of the falling out today in Fulton Rukun. And the reason why I tell them yesterday, you weren't allowed to use it yesterday, therefore we should Shabbos move. So I called it up, okay. Because on Shabbos you're not allowed. That's why Rabbi Yezrin says that even I would agree in this case that you have to make a greater Tanu Chumra. And look, there is not one of the eighth and the fell down on the first day are prohibited to be used on the second day. So we don't talk to Rabbi Yezrin. We talk, we debate this in order to be there. Is that still on the second day? Not because of the greater, because of not one of the letter. So that's why the letter I'll let it be is that we talk to like the deed of Rabbi Yezrin. Eighth and Shalash Shemana Deco on Shabbos we're not allowed to use on Yomtiv. So not because of Rabbi Yezrin's reason.
We pass on an easier reason. You don't see the same thing we pass on our graph. It even takes them. The cost pays the cost. A lot of times you have the high mishpat there, mishpat will write a seal. He'll put a tiny letter in the Gemara that we pass them like that, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we pass them because of that reason. We pass them that halacha, but it could be a completely different reason. And sometimes he puts a seal on a line and he says, look in the Shulchan Aruch of the Rambam, and he says, there's no pass like that. So just because, you know, when Yeshiva yes, wants to start a lot of the problem, all we've got to look to see where the tiny letter is. Whatever mine has a tiny letter, that means that it's good as an Irish when he tells you where to find it around. Again, then you have to check an Irish book. Sometimes he has a parenthesis, look there and it says, no problem like that. Usually, some 95 out of, I wouldn't say 99. It's 99 out of 100 times. 95 out of, some 99 out of 100 times, whatever he has a letter means that we start something like that. Not necessarily that either. But at least 1% of the time, he's going to have a letter, and you look there, and it says, we don't have a letter. But once the Yechanan introduced the issue of Eitz Mishanashim and Adeka, that if branches fell down from the tree on Yomtiv, then look there, if you have logs that were shot down from the tree before Yomtiv, if you were making them, use them as firewood on Yomtiv, then they're not Yomtiv. But if they sell them on Yomtiv, then they are Yomtiv. So the Gemara goes to continue in that theme. Amar Asna, he has another theme based on that issue of Yomtiv. Eitz Mishanashim and Adekah L'Secha Tamar B'Yomtiv. So a funny case, he has a tree that grows right on top of the furnace, right on top of the fire, and the log fell down from the tree right into the fire on your head. No rock on it. But the rock is going to get consumed. It's going to get burned up. And the fire is burning. The flames of fire is burning. The rock is going to get all burnt up, and he won't be able to use it at all. So those rocks will fall down on Mukta. And he's not permitted to be Nehenna. What's our love there? Mukta is also our love. He did not have to say, he points out, and stop and say, it's not called wrong, maybe I'll be writing as one stop, and Mukta is Mutabana. The same thing is Mura Shabbos. Mura Shabbos says he's permitted to sit on a big boulder. Even though the big boulder is not Mukta. Even though the big boulder is not Mukta. The oven?
The oven is probably attached to the ground. The oven is probably screwed into the ground. The oven is probably attached to the
ground.
That's not the problem.
He means he's not a first of all, let's say he has a stick, which he uses to poke around to push the log. So the log doubles, and that is the log. The log almost. He's not allowed to take the stick to push it around, because he's still from
Mukta. Not allowed to use the stick to push it around without him.
No, Shabbos, you're not allowed to let down. Don't you know that there's a lot of on that on Yom Kippur? He would have had logs that he prepared before Yom was permitted to put them in the tray and to poke them around to make them burn in order to warm up the body or warm up the food or the soup or the water, whatever. But if the lot fell down from the tree on the other, then you're not allowed to handle them. Not only not allowed to handle them with your hands, you're not allowed to poke them around with a big stick either. And then you're not allowed to push food on top of these logs that are getting burned because you're being nehenna from the Mukta. All you did is a Mukta and Mukta Bano. So the Rishon explained, no, but Allah shall see when you go there. Allah is Mukta. If I sit on there, I have a big boulder, which is Mukta, big rock. If I take the rock and I chisel it out and I make a chair out of it, and then it's an Arab shop, it's an Arab rock, it's not a rock anymore. So it's not Mukta anymore, they just made a clean out of it. But if the rock is the same rock that it was on Arab shop, if I decided that I want to sit on a sunshine, it then it remains Mukta. But if you submit it to sit on it, the rule is, it's Mukta, but you submit it to sit on the rock. He permitted to sit on the rock. The Sifan has more than Mukta and Mukta Bano, but that's because that's not a Hamashal Kilo. The rock is not going to be consumed while you're sitting down. But here, where the rock gets burnt up by the fire, and because of the heat that comes up, that's how you cook with your... any Mukta item, you're not permitted to be nehenna from that Mukta, hey, how no shall see
you. Because
there's more rocks there, and this is the rock in the Mukta. So that's what the Mukta is. What if the rock fell down from the tree into a fire that's burning in the furnace? Into the fire. So the rocks are going to get consumed. It's not possible. What can you do with Mukta? You can't push it around, and you're not, even if you don't have to push it around, you're not allowed to put a pot of soup, a pot of flesh on top and use it, because getting hamro shokimui means to consume it. You're having Yet I know it by virtue of the fact that the book is getting consumed. So that's the bin, that's the bin my yoga. So the Gemara says, but what happens if it's mushroom and on deck of the branches of the tree fell down into the tanur on Yantif, and there are other logs there. There are other logs there. So not only are you going to lose the log that fell down, that looks you can't use it, but you're going to lose the use of the logs, the good logs that you were making in the dojo. I had logs in our shoulder. And all the kosher logs. Not looks the logs that have, but they all use real kosher logs. And they are shoppers. And they are the others that have kosher logs that I designated that I'm going to use. And those logs are in the furnace. So those I was going to poke around and I was going to use those logs in order to cook my food. So all of a sudden we had the answer to more logs for me, and so now I can't use the whole batch of logs. So that's a disaster. So that master said, you got to do something about it. The fact that the mukta is a lot of trouble, the mukta is mukta. Sabon, you can't use it. Oh, it's going to get burnt out before you're under the zone. Sabon, the mukta. But because the mukta is a lot of trouble into the non-mukta lot, and it answers up the non-mukta is a lot, so Ramat said, you have to give him a hefter. So what's the hefter? X and one, non, let's say I know that two branches fell in from the tree, and there were another, how many branches were there?
No,
no, the shishin you only need when it's food and the flavor is going to
light
it in. Right, but what do you need here is a row. No, shishin doesn't apply. How much, what's the definition of a row? What's the definition? So consciousness, row doesn't mean that it's faithful. Row doesn't mean that it's quite small. It means, let's say, 51%. So let's say I have two rods, two branches fell in, let's say there was lightning, anything, so lightning, and two branches fell into the tree, and now I look into the furnace, and I see that I have five branches. But I know that only two fell in, so obviously I had three branches that were not in the position, and I have now two branches that are in and the one, and I can't identify which are which. So what's the din in that?
What's
the good way it is? It's possible that you're ready. You don't need to
use
it. Let's say if I can't... Oh, if I can tell them, you're not saying it's not possible. You only speak of Dikr the Rora, and it's not Dikr. Whenever they ask the Dikr thing, you won't hear that it's not
possible. We're not adding any more to the fire. And the fire only gets so high. So now... I'd have to go to the fire. You take me out a little more, or you take
me out a little more. Let's say you want to push a bit of a mark. Is that what you're allowed to do? But he may be pushing, against the ground. Well, that's what he bumps the race. So when he pushes a lot, he has
no,
a lot of pursuit.
No, no,
and the answer is two.
If
they're
on Dikr and you want to cook on it, so.
Yeah.
You can.
No.
But you see the Dikr.
I don't think so. Unless you're going to assume that it would have been just the... You're not going to poke around. You're not going to push. Just to push. The stomach would have been just as hot without those logs. Just because that means my food would have cooked... It doesn't really add anything. My food would have... The stomach's good. I'm not getting hot. Don't show here. This is wrong.
Yeah,
all good.
But
I want to try out another one.
There's a
three lots.
One
of them
says the fire
snow. The Shinu doesn't need that much heat. Doesn't need that much heat. These fails, the husband's going to come home for sure, the food is going to get cooked anyway. So let's say, the Baal Bach doesn't really need so many lots to have so much heat. The benefit is that she's not getting her milk. Provided that she doesn't poke around in the cold. Let's say she's going to start pushing around and it's nicker, which was a lot better milk. And then she's getting the pot on milk. But she's not going to push around, she's going to put the pot on. And even based on the reason without these lots of milk to that cellar, she would have been able to put the pot on, it would have been cooked by the time the husband comes home. So you can't really get it. She's getting her milk from the lot better milk.
But
So then it's very less dark in Masechet Gemurah, the last Mishnah in Gemurah, divides all of the Suryanas into two categories. Some of them are the Drakhins, and some of them are the Svaras. Those are the Drakhins, and this is the burning, like Gloria HaCheren is the midst of the burning. Orlo, midst of the burning. Tigo, midst of something, midst of the burning. And you have other things that are Nikbara, Bhakti Bukhali. You don't need to burn, you have to get rid of it. You have to dispose of it. You don't necessarily have to burn. Chomet is a Machlechus HaTanah, the Buddha says you have to burn it, and the Chomet says you have to dispose of it somehow. So the Gemara now interprets the Mishnah as saying that there's a distinction in the halacha between those that you have to burn and those that you have to dispose of. Those that you have to burn, once you've burned it, the ashes are mutabana. That's the all of the prayer, and I burned it. This is what I'm supposed to burn. Then you permit it to be nan as in the ashes. But if I took Bhakti Bukhali, I said, oh, it's the burn, just blow it off, and I'll just pick it up. If I go ahead and I burn it, I'm not lighting the ashes. And that basis points out, so what about Chomet Sefesa? If you have Chomet, it's easy. All that got muted and it's supposed to burn in. So then you should say that the ashes are mutagonos, so that you did the mitzvah that you're supposed to. If you all that got Chomet, you don't have to burn it. So even if you went ahead and you did burn it, the ashes would be mutagonos. So that's the point seven. That's only if you've already made it into ashes. But then it would be a machmeg of you and the Rabbanon, whether it's in Hanisbarim, and after on also, the ashes are also, or Chomet is in Hanisbarim, and the ashes will be moved. What happens if you didn't convert it into ashes? I take Chomet, and I strike a match, and I'm in the process of burning the Chomet. It didn't yet turn into ashes. I want to have a weenie roast on Pesach on the fire that's coming from the Chomet. The Tzaddik shows me anymore that that's definitely forbidden. Because it didn't yet turn into ashes. If you wait a couple of minutes till it turns into ashes, then you won't be able to put your marshmallows with it, whatever. But then you can use the ashes, whatever you want. Let's say you want to shmir the chon like our shlansu, you can use the ashes afterwards. If it didn't, it would be like a beauty. If you could hold like a beauty, and the ATL comes to the tray for, and then I say, Hanishraf and Atamudga, then it would be permissible to use the ashes for whatever purpose you want. We happen to pass in that Chomet is not destroyed. We have a mimic that we burn it to satisfy our duty to signal. And these are then most of the Shem passing against our duty. That you can fulfill your mitzvah tashbihu without burning it. You can flush it down and throw it into the jet with good, or flush it up and throw it into the river, or throw it scattered in the wind. Right? The weather in the south, the ruach, I'm not the ayam, throw it in the ocean and have it destroyed that way over. So even if you happen to burn it, as he says, the issues will still be open. So from the time it's burning, off and up. But even such a point that even if you would have had it, it would have been like a computer. But if you come to tell it it's right, if after burning it, the issues would be mutter, because I'm dropping the issues out from the mutter, but you still can't use it as fuel, because then you're getting the amnor while it's still at the end. It's not considered getting the amnor after it's already been converted into issues already. It didn't just become an issue. But again, but that's only when you discuss it, you're doing hamor. You have two categories, you're doing hamor, and one of the issues are mutter, one of the issues are mutter, and then even if the issues would have been mutter, it's not the issues that you're getting on. He was talking a different thing. This is not, mutter is not also about hamor. Mutter is also about, if you have two, that's mutter, it's also about hamor. If you have other things, it's also about hamor, shal kibur. It's a different thing, it's also about hamor, shal kibur. It's not really the same at all, it's another issue. And that's the only end of the mutter. I said this, there are three minimum books. The book is also the south of itself, it's the move books around. And there that they may carry to the street, that's only the rabbah. Then you have books of Achille, you're not allowed to eat, but that basis and all the Shabbos is Mukta, right? The Rashi's opinion is that that's an Isa Deraita, Mukta. Rashi writes over here, I'm based on the base. He says that that's Mukta Deraita, Rashi writes. The Yalav, it says, Soch and Ben Zayin on the base. The Yalav, the Hapa, the Mukta Deraita, Rashi, Rabba Hom, based on the topic of the Echidim, the Mukta Deraita. Then the Gemara is that in Soch and Ben Zayin is cut, the Mukta of the Shtamshus, Manoah Shantilin from Mukta, this kind of stuff. If you have love, that get a Mukta. And you burn them and you get Hanoah, that is Issa Deraita, this is the Rabbanah, that's the Gemara, that's the Rabbanah. But that's the Rabbanah, has nothing to do with simples that you may carry in the street. That's the Rabbanah chain, the right of eating Mukta, because you consume it. Because the lab is very consumed, you're getting Hanoah, so it's from the lab. So that's similar to eating Mukta, which Rashi was eating Mukta, and this is the right to you're getting Hanoah, so it's from Mukta, and this is the Rabbanah, time to get to that there. No, Shemi Abdul says it differently. That's only a Zerah Rabbah, Shemim, But the Rashi this was a Zerah up to Mukta. You know what people think, too, that's Mukta, that's the Mitzvah, the Rashi point, based on the Echidim, because they have no Akhada. But not only is it forbidden to eat Mukta food, they have no Akhada, it's forbidden to get any Hanosh or Kiloi from any Mukta items. So this will lead people to eat out, to eat food that food.
What would then you like more?
I love it. Not that I have any hapon at the podium. The last time I have hapon at the podium, and the podium was
still
attached
to the tree. It wasn't at all Wuhan that it should be used as yours. Why was being consumed? It was held down on the ground. I mean, you put the other food in the article from the market before. This is solid by size. You can see the difference right away.
Yeah, if it's liquor, then it can't be bought. Yeah. There's nothing to be served, it can't be bought. So the taste has to be good.
You have to hold on together.
Yeah, the other lines are fat and so short. And these branches that fell down are long and skinny, and it's obvious it's liquor. These fell down here, goes over there yesterday. Then there's no apron. Then it's more going to be stuck. You can't be mabakla salad. Liquor is liquor. It's not popular. But that's a, yeah, if the person looks and he can't determine which fell down on yonkers or which were there from there of yonkers. So again, so the Ramban explains in the Mokamis, the Ramban explains, if the log that fell down will look to be a log, then it's an empty sanyuan, there are no logs there from before, so let the log burn out and you're not allowed to be netted from it. And you don't give them any coolers. There's no wasters. The logs that are books, you're not allowed to be netted from it. The story was, Chacham Askenaz, that the logs, the books that fell into other logs that were Mukhan Mugodion. And if you'll say, let the logs burn out, not only will he be forfeiting his books to be logs which he has no right to use, he's going to be losing his good logs. So that's never Hashal on the good logs. The Ramatna says we have to give him a cooler. What's the cooler? Add on to more non-books to be logs, and now you won't be able to identify which Mad Alehim Hasten Mukhanim. Add on some more logs that won't move on the boat, you won't pull next week on. And everything will be bubbled right, and then it's okay. Once it's bubbled right, you can use it to... Oh, that's going to be the whole discussion. Yeah. Then there's no hector. Then there's no hector. The hector only is... The Gemara says that Mukhs is a lot that fall down on Mukhs, so that's really a double shape from our theory. So it really shouldn't be buckled at all. So the Gemara says the only reason why I say that it is buckled at all because double shape, no, because double shape from our theory means wait till after the yontif is over. Over here it's going to get consumed. The Gemara says liquid calling you too is going to get consumed by the time the yontif is over. Unless they have food. And it's a double change from Akira. If I wait till next week, it'll be mutter without using different blood, but I have no refrigeration. If I wait till next week, the food will spoil. But then the Shulchan Aruch takes on the Zimar. That's called double change from Akira. Some call double change from Akira that you can wait till next week and the food will not spoil, and then it'll be mutter next week without using different blood. So you're not allowed to be mine. Different blood today, if you can wait till next week and it won't, you won't have to use different blood. If the lock will down...
Then you make the cake, but the cake won't spoil.
If the lock fell into this fire and it's going to get consumed. If the lock doesn't fall into the fire, it falls into the lock. But the Gemara says that's Dov Shesh Matim and it's not talking about it at all. Now if it falls into the fire and there's no non-Muktzadik lock there, so let it burn out. You're not losing the Hesedik lock because there's no Hesed to be about the Leisha. The only time that I'm on the only time that we allow you to use a label, to use a kunta eggs over here, it is balanced in the fire, and there are non-mukta sikalaka, not only will you be losing the mukta sikalaka, which are not kunta. Oh, and Abishad says, well, how many heads of sikalaka were there? That you have three heads of sikalaka, and two that are mukta sikalaka. So very popular, most of the postmen say, so there is a mahashah. And so on, and then brought with the Mahashor, his father with the Kasha and the Mahashor, makes an assumption that Chad betrayed Bottle, is more like a lotion many times. Chad betrayed Bottle, one Easter, have three salamis, one is trade, and two are kosher, and the skin will be moved, and I can't identify which is the kosher, which is the trade. It's more than that the one trade is salami, Bottle and the two kosher salamis. It's more than Chad betrayed, but the Mahashor says you always have to have kosher. You have to have double. So let's say you would have five salamis, two are shaykh and three are kosher. The Mahashor says that it wouldn't be possible. If you have two shaykh of salami, you have to have a minimum of four kosher salamis. That's what he says. So the other Pharisees either disagree with the Mahashor. Most of the Pharisees disagree with the Mahashor. And some say that the Mahashor is only right with the Rabbanim. And I say that he's certainly wrong with the Rabbanim. Some Achareinim say that maybe he's right, because it's more tough does that have to trade possible. And others say no, that even with the Rabbanim, the Mahashor is wrong. But you know, it doesn't even have to trade possible. If you assume not like the Mashiach, that's why Rashi never wanted to consider even with the Rabbanim that the Mashiach should do that. If we just said maybe
that's wrong.
Well, not me, because it's slightly more. So then if you say the same as the normal way, eating out the Mashiach, you have to say the story over here was that they had only one love that was non-Muslim. And that's two. Now I have three logs. I have the real bar. Either I have four logs, two books, and two non-books, and I can't identify which are which. Or I have two mukta and one non-mukta. So the niyut is the non-mukta. But if I have three are non-mukta and two are mukta, it's a very problem for us. So the story is finished right. You don't have to add anything.
Later
it won't be Nika. How does that be that now it is Nika and later
it won't be Nika?
You know, it's not one of the
10
songs in the same anymore. You back out it is Nika. Yeah. The Ramban, the Ramban of Mohammed, that it's only Mutter if it's the eighth of Shalashim and Amdek, so it's not a kind of very strange Ramban. He says that you have four laws, two are mukta, two are non-mukta. You have six laws, three are mukta, three are non-mukta. If it's shuffle, if it's equal. If you have slightly more than a mukta, then a little less, but it's very mukta. You don't have to have a mukta, you don't have to tell your mukta, then you can visit the Adam's world. And he says if it would be low mukta, and if it's non-mukta, then the Ramban says the heck of it is twice. Because the Easter is the end. Then you have a tarubit of Easter the Hefter. And the road of the tarubit is Easter, then it's the road of Easter, then it's the end. Then it's considered to be the sneaker of Easter. So he says there wouldn't be any Hefter to add on. The only time I'm not going to, he says like you, the only time I'm not going to give you a kume is if the Easter is, it's not yet possible, but it's not Easter either. In order not to be Easter, it has to be number one, you can't recognize which one is which now. And now you already can't recognize it. Number two, it has to be at least Chablikabichad. You have to have at least as much Hefter as there is Easter. If you have more Easter, then you have to have, even if you're going to lose a couple of logs that are non-Mukta, but still, if the robe of the whole Talmud of logs is Mukta, they say that it's Mikra Easter, and Rav Master wouldn't give you a head. So Rav Master is very difficult. There's been more talking about such a difficult case, that the eighth and Nashim and Azek go into a Talmud of Chablikabichad, we call it 50-50. It's called Talmud of Chablikabichad, 50-50. That's what it says in the Gemara. He's a talented statistic, that's what he says. He's a stupid guy. He's like, either Chag or that there's more reason than there is Hefer. He's a stupid guy. Very difficult to say that it's only going to have Chag and Chag. So the simple shot is that the road is Easter. The road is Easter is that it is Nikar Easter. But still, our master says that because of the Hefer of the non-Mukta Sikalaka that we give you a Kula that you submitted, my brother makes Mukhanim, we allow your ear to be mabakul, the Yisrael HaKhira. So he says, well, but what good is it that you're going to be mabakul, but then you're going to be poking around. The Kamahatach the Yisrael. You're going to be pushing around the light. But fine, you'll say that they're bogus. Fine, you'll say that they're bogus already, so when you cook the pot of food on top, It's not called Hanuo Shokibu. You're not getting Hanuo from the logs that are booked because the food is cooked from all the logs. The fire comes from all the 25 logs together. So I say, but then when you push, I have a big stick and I start pushing the log. So let's say I talk about so many logs and some I've already pushed by now, I've already pushed the log that moved. The question is, what did the Gemara answer? The question is, what's the answer? How long life? Let's say you have chad betray buckle. Let's say you have chad betray buckle. I have by mistake one non-kosher salami got mixed in with two kosher salamis in the field for the youth, and I can't tell at all which is the kosher salami, which is the non-kosher salami. So I say that it's buckle to the right. So one person submitted to have a sandwich to eat a piece with each one of the three salamis. Or you say no, he's one piece, he's one piece, but that's the thing, that's not what that is bubble the right. When you have a big love, not for matter, I declare that the identity has gone and disappeared, lost, and it's had to come. That's for sure. Whenever you have Tarut to last a lot, for sure you're eating everything altogether. That's the fact. But if you have Tarut because you obviously the others, are you permitted to take a slice from each one of the three salamis and eat them altogether? So that's the major dispute for Shulchanah. So the Shulchanah quotes Lachumah. We start from Lachumah. Others shall say Lachumah. We find in the Muhammad that it's forbidden. Arthur Law, the map of Lapo Slosh from the Yaka. You're not letting your feet get rid of it. Rashi says before you have to throw one out, and then I'm going to mark it for the Rashi, and I replied to the Rashi, and he said, the Rashi is sweet, don't get you. Then we're going to give on a base. Right. But let's leave out that Rashi, that Kumar to Ramah. What would one say if you would leave out that Rashi? Let three different people eat the salami. Let two people eat. I can eat two salami. I can't eat all three, we would say. I can eat two salami. You eat the other salami. Divide them up. I have three people. Each one person will eat one salami. So one person should eat all the salami put the other. What does the Gemara mean over here? The Gemara says, I'll come half of these two of them poking around the log. What does it mean? He's pushing all the log. So one can interpret the Gemara's cash is, what good is the little variety? It will be good if he's going to push one line, he's going to push two lines. If he's going to push all the lines, come out of me two lines, he's pushing all the lines. So maybe the Rosh Hashanah will say, that's the answer. Once I declare it's bottle of the right, it's mutter one line, but that was slushed on. You'll say that there's no answer, it's permissible. Yeah, but we pass in Allah on our mind that it's us the water map and that was slushed on. If you have the one shape of salami, get mixed up with two kosher salami, then you pass. Yeah, but we found that he might need to be our brother. You're not permitted to eat all three together by garbage and yours. Allah is to blend in, so disappears, don't we think? We consider that it disappears.
Why do you have to have one? One of them has chalet. That's a person eats chazer of the shayge. He doesn't have to bring a carbon chata. You only have to bring a carbon chata. If he did it, he would have been chayt korei. So if he do the shayge, then he had chata. So let's say chalet. If he eats chalet, the chalet that you're not allowed to eat, that's an eat korei. So let's say you have three salami. One salami has chalet in it. You know, it's not fat. The kosher fat, not the chalet fat. You get mixed in chazer tray. And the din is a chazer tray problem. So you're allowed to eat. And there's no way that the same which in the tray the kosher. So now I call it chazer tray problem. And I eat one salami, you eat one salami, he eats one salami. Then a chemist comes.
And he says to the rabbi, what are you talking about? I'll make an experiment. I'll show you chemically which one has the cheder, which one. I make some kind of a proof. And he says that this was, it turns out that I ate the cheder. And that is a shayla not brain. How about Almighty? Do I have to bring the cover chavis over here? So if I'm safe and right in about five different places, I don't have to bring the cover chavis. I asked the rabbi. And the rabbi said, Utter. And the rabbi passed him right, he didn't pass him wrong, he passed him based on the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch passed him based on the Chumash, the Shulchan Aruch, that's it, open the Shulchan Aruch. And since I ate it, they had the problem, even though it turns out later that I was the lucky one, and I had the chayla. He said, still, I want to say, since I did everything, they had the gomer, everything was according to the halacha. I asked the shayla, and the stock was given a correct stock, even though it turns out that I did the wrong thing, I was the one of Abba Yisrael. I don't have to bring the carbon stock, because since you did, they had the gomer. And the later I'm going to say that it began to be the mark. The Kedus on Sayyid is wrong. He gets the Kedus on Sayyid. That in that case, he would have to, if later it's ascertained that he ate, why? Because it is in my Chalav Alayi is that even the Nisatah, she came to end, even the Nisatah, he also Chai Shah. That's a special din by Chalav Alayi. Okay. But that's the din of Chalav Alayi. The Torah says, you have the right to follow the law.
Why is my idea about Chalav Alayi? Why is it following the law?
Shishin, you only need lach to lach if it's an issue that you're going to eat. If it's something that you're going to eat. And it's a din of tam ki ikar. Whenever you're going to eat it, and you can take that bad trace of ingredients and blend it in, and then it's considered as if it's nikar or ikar. That's called tam ki ikar. The fact that I can taste the trace of flavor is considered as if it's the end. That's wrong. That's wrong. Because by Yom Yom, there is only three of them. Each one is separate. Nothing is less than the other one.
But the non-kosher one
doesn't give time into the kosher one. Each one is separate. Whatever time it has. But last, whenever you take a spoonful of the hamashu of the soup, you're rather eating the cheder. So that's all off. If it's less than time, if the yisur is less than time in the head, then you're not allowed to eat it. I declare as if the yisur is still the yet. As if it's nikar or yisur. But if the yisur is the shishin, so it's no longer less than time, so it's not nikar or yisur. But then how do you read the Gemara? What is the Gemara's kasha? What is the Gemara's answer? So one could perhaps learn the Gemara. The Gemara asks the kasha, from obviously, what is Gemara asks the kasha? When he pokes around the log, when he's pushing the log and tries to burn it, if he pushes each and every single log, so doesn't it turn out that he bothered, he didn't have air, what is the people who are going to help? It's like the same person eating all three, so then perhaps that was the Gemara then. He's a little bit that terrible, it's a mahat, that's a terrible mahat. One could learn that that was the Gemara then, so that when you have concentrated muscle, all the method is permitted to eat all three. But we happen to pass the method, some are showing off. It's all the laws of kashrut. I mean, the chef and how he checks for the traces, and he got fish, and he got bird, and he got egg, and he got milk, and he got season, and he got mixer, and he got mixer, and he gave us his diet. But it's called the Tzara Tzabarit by the Rajbah. And his chavutzim, his contemporary, they both learned by the Rajbah. The Rajbah and Allegri wrote half problems on the Tzara Tzabarit. He called it the Tzara Tzabarit. The Tzara Tzabarit went out and drove him down. So he fixed up, we're not saying that fixed up, that's called Tzara. So he fixed up the Tzara Tzabarit. Whenever he felt that the Rajbah made a mistake, so he writes the Hehor on the side that he corrected. And then, there's a Pirush on the outside that's called Mishneh Rechavai, which is Shalom, which is written by the Rajbah, written by somebody else. Whenever he sends the Torah Tzavai from the Hatzavai on the Tzavai Tzavai, even when it's cluttered with its Torah, that the Tzavai is right, the Mishneh Rechavai will just defend everything that it says in the Torah Tzavai. So, that's his assumption. Whatever the Rav's right in terms of life is right. So it's the same on the, like the Migdal Oz on the bottom of the Rav. Even when they're right, then it's 100%, 1,000% right. When it's a misprint in the Rav, the Migdal Oz, they say, oh, the Rav is right, 100% right. And the portion will say that the Migdal Oz is a partage of the Rav. So it's the Rav is right. Whatever the Rav says, the Rav is right, that's all he wants. If he doesn't, he never explains why the Rav is right. They say, the Rav is right, the Rav is right. But the Mother says, if he said, I said, here, he says, oh, my place is, we all know each part of the country, each part of the country, Rambam is never wrong. That's what the Mishneh Rechavai, we always will defend the Rajbo and the Tzara Tzabai, even when it's dead wrong, even the Rajbo is over there. So in the Rajbo and the Tzara Tzabai, this is one of the many that have 150 Machlokes. small paper. So one of the main disputes is this issue. When you have chad to trade bottom by the trade of salami, and it's mixed in with two kosher salami, say that it's bottom, chad to trade bottom for everything. It's admissible for other mechors, mechors lost them. Is he allowed to eat all three or not? If you all like those who shine in that other method of validity or free, hey, that's the shackle of the time in the Gemara. The cash of the Gemara was, what's going on? You can prevent. I mean, they're going to push every single law. It's going to turn out that Ivana did the other. But the Gemara answers, no, it will not turn out. This is a declared buckle bill. It's buckle is buckle. And I ignore it. Yeah, but if you all the way, we pass the law on it. Or the method is not allowed to eat all three. So then you have to interpret the Gemara also, that he's not going to push each and every law. So what was the kasha, what was the thing? Maybe you say like this, let's say one trade of salami got mixed in with two kosher salami. So you're not allowed to, how do we pass them along? Other method is not admitted to you open. But do you do? Yes, it is. You don't insist that you have to have three different people. You should eat one salami, so you have the two to one that is kosher. I'll eat one salami, you have the two to one. He'll eat one salami, you have the two to one. Each one has, you have the two to one. What if I eat two salami? Two by three? So you have the two to one. No, meaning the same salami. Done with it. Still good. And then you can interpret that that's what the Gemara means. Even if you eat two out of the three, better. Everybody knows what to eat two out of one. Two out of one. Pretty good. Say two out of three, salami. So maybe that's what the Gemara is saying.
Yeah.
Let's say, five logs fell down from the tree. Five pieces of wood fell down from the tree. And then you have, I think, 15 logs. It's not like all 15. So 5 out of the 15 are Muslim, 10 out of the 15 are non-Muslim. So what if he handles 8? What if he knows that he's going to push around 8 out of the lot? So if he's going to push 8, so the other 8 to 7, that he did violate those Muslims. Maybe that's how you'll interpret the Gemara. How come I have these Tura, the Gemara has such a lotion in his pocket. And he's Tura Berubi, so maybe I should say that if he's going to poke around and move 8 out of the 16, but the odds are 8 to 7, then I did find myself from looking. So that's the Gemara answers, no. Maybe a little bit that day, and then it's not just that day or not, but whatever the explanation is. So to eat 2 out of 3 is permissible. Only take 3 out of 3 is off. To eat 2 out of 3 is much. That's the point.
If he pushes one and another one moves, what does that mean?
Is that a Muslim? Yeah. Is that a Muslim? Really, it's a Muslim to move it with your hand. If I move it with my body and with my feet, I kick with my feet, stop and that's Muslim. If I have a stick and I move it like this, I move the Muslim, so that's the same with my hand. But if I move this and then the neighbor that moves, so that's already called Tilt from Muslim and outside.
That would be
the Gemara means that the others are going to be moved and they
able.
So then what is the Gemara answer? The Gemara should have said that it's still permissible. How do you start to explain that? Let's say that's in Gusa. If you hold that it's permissible to eat all three salami, permissible for this one. It's possible for this. If you hold another idea to eat all three salami, why? Because you're Vada doing the Amir. I thought we eat the soup, you also Vada eating the little Chalasa. I say it's possible. But then it must be over here that you only say possible when it's Lakalak, when it's blended. But if the other is the other, if each piece is separate, but the second part of the Talubis, then you don't say that there's a different people to write. If there's no different people to write, then that's why you're not letting you walk through it. So how can you do that? Why not say that it's through the Talubis? Because they have the Talubis on, that's why they do it. So then she said, you have to say that. You have to say that the different people to write also applies to the Yavish Yavish. And sometimes by Yavish Yavish, there's no different people to write at all. It's merely a bit about Nina Bakuru. It's the other two to one that is Muslim. Now, even if you eat two out of three, the other two to one that you're eating the Easter. You have to say there's a different people to run. But we pass in our law, we only say people to run. If there's a shift, then maybe you're not violating the Easter. But if you're violating the Easter, then by Yavish and Yavish, you don't say the people to run. If you eat all three, and you're not violating the Easter, then you don't say people to run. You're only eating two out of three. You know, you ought to upset it through the book of Easter. This is something, maybe the one that's left is the chaser one, you're not eating that. So whenever there's a subject, then I will apply people here. So maybe that's how you have to interpret the Gemara. Gemara with time is going to push, is going to talk around 8 out of the 15 laws. So why not say, let's go on the right and say that he's violating social rules? Gemara says, no, he's a master, that's a master. So he can eat 2 out of 3 of the 3 salami. But then it'd be made, he's Muslim.
Why are we telling guys to take one, 5 months ago, 7
What do you mean? That is probably going to be in Israel.
No, it's
grinds together, it's an incense and it makes it work. Then it makes it. If you grind it all together, then it's called Mach Shabbat.
Let me ask you
something.
Assume you have
three
subjects, okay? Now you have,
Everything is Muslim.
Right.
Don't you remember, they discussed that the same issue so long. The child was explicit. I just don't remember what
it was. Now that they're lying to the fire, they're not lying anymore. Now they're acting. Somebody asked that the Musa is normal. The Musa is also Musa. That's what I mean. Pastors say that Karacha Yad means like this, the Gufo. But the Musa like that, the Mishnah Torah has a tradition. So we're going to have to discuss this in a little more, because it's very relevant to our own life. This week's Sedra has the remaining three of the Yetzer Makkos. The last week's Sedra, Parshas Vayera, we have the first Yetzer Makkos and Parshas Vayera. You have the remaining three of the Yetzer Makkos, and you have the Dinam of Korban Pesach. So we don't have any Beis Hamikdash with modern day, but one of the many Dinam of Korban Pesach, one particular Dinam of Korban Pesach and Beis Sedra, that is very relevant halacha l'maaseh every week on Shabbos. The Torah has a din. The Korban Pesach is only permitted to be eaten clean. And enough of it clean. You have to boil it, and now we're going to cook it in a pot. Our Pesach l'maaseh is raw, you're not allowed to eat it raw. Or uvashel means either. Either nor raw or uvashel lusha bamoim or cooked in water or in mud. Then you have a mashke. Ki in kliyesh, the only permitted to eat is broiled. So the Gemara here, why did it say vashel lusha? Why the kei for vashel? So there is a dispute in the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmo, whether we dash in the shonas tefulim. Whenever the Torah has habitam, tenro, mazim tikin, hamitam, it's only time the chunish has a kei for vashel. The Rebbe Shmuel is of the opinion that the Torah is shown in the Adam, that you don't have the right to dash in the Shonas Tefulim, then that doesn't mean anything. That's the way people speak. And the Chumash was written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't mean it's Machlokes Rebbe Akiva and Shmuel, whether the Chumash is written. That's how the Torah from the seminary says, Rebbe Akiva thinks that Torah is Hashemayim. And Rebbe Shmuel holds that the Torah is Shonas Tefulim, just my Moshe Rabbeinu. Machlokes HaTanah, who wrote the Chumash? Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Chumash. We, the Orthodox opinion is not exactly so. We assume that the Torah was certainly dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to the words more than less, just Machlokes in what language was it written? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictate it in the divine Hebrew? And every word and every letter and every syllable has a special meaning, and the divine form is not going to follow that over there. He's not going to give an Arichas Dvar unnecessarily. No, if the Torah was on the other, the Rebbe Shalom dictated the word for word, the Rebbe Shalom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in a way that people spoke in the days of Matthew Persa. People speak Kefa Lashon, so the Chumash can have Kefa Lashon, not necessarily in flying language. So we usually assume that Rabbi Akiva, that most of the Torah was on the other, so whatever it is, the Kefa Lashon is more than a Darshan. Why does it say Hanik Panik? Why does it say Hanik Panik? Why does it say Avi Tavi Tenem? Why does it say Bosham Rabushon? The Gemara says, even if you did first flee, you did boil it, and then you cooked it, and what just left, you brought it away. No, if you did dish or left it flee, you're not allowed to eat it. So the taste is
is bothered with a kasha, but we have a dinner with the Shabbat today, Yishra HaVishra. So it's already cooked. It was already grilled and unedible, so the food, the flesh, the slaughter of the concept was already Royal Achiva. So I should say that the second vision was not Chal. So it's a lot of things Yishra HaVishra. So why are you saying, well, it's only a dinner with the Shabbat? So what to say for special dinner meals is carpenter. So the Gemara is talking about men, hours and hours. The Gemara compares this, if you have a matzah that has to be baked, but you can take flour and water and mix it together and then you cook it in a pot, that's not good for matzah. You have to mix flour and water and bake it in an oven. The Gemara says, well, what if you bake the matzah in the oven and then you cook the matzah from the back and then you cook it in a pot of water? So the Gemara says, before the Gemara says, so what's the din if you have a matzah with the Shabbat? Is that Beta and Kahagata Matwaita Tatarai. And we say it's no good. Matzah with the Shabbat is no good. So the Gemara tells too, this is just like if you cook the compass after they're broiling it. So I say the Bishul is Chal, and that's why it's forbidden to eat it. So if you cook your matzah, if you bake it already, the Bishul is Chal. The more driving things from here, universal din, you don't, you can see for that one that it's not only a local din in Hilchos Korban Pesach, that the Rebbe Shlomo Matzah stops you to eat it sweet, can remember that it was a din in the Shana. When you learn how to din from here, to call it a Kul, that Yesh, that what, that Yesh Bishul HaBishul, Shem Chazit, and Yesh Bishul HaBishul. Oh, that's what Rebbe Lezen admits. Praise the Lord, Rebbe Lezen admits, that Yesh Bishul HaKliya, Yesh Bishul HaKliya. He only says there's no Bishul HaBishul if you repeat the same form of Bishul. He does Kliya HaKliya. If you do Bishul HaKadishul, if you do Afiyah HaKadishul, I take a loaf of bread that everybody would say, I take that matzah, a loaf of bread, I put it back in the oven on Shabbat. There is no violation of their rights. I say, Afiyah HaKadishul. I take a lamb chop that is grilled on Friday, and I eat grill on Shabbat, so it's only a little bit of butter, there's no little bit of rice. If I take, let's say, chicken from the refrigerator and I put it back on the fire on Shabbat, it won't be a little bit of butter, it won't be a little bit of rice. So what if I'll take something that was broiled, I'll take a lamb chop that was broiled, and I'll put it in a pot of soup, and I'll cook it now, and I say that then it'll be a nisa derayis of yesh bishul, ahad liyah. That's what they say in Shulchan Aruch, that when you pour the soup, they pour the chumra into Shulchan Aruch. When you pour the soup into the bowl, you shouldn't have the soup knocked in the bowl. And you shouldn't have challah, into the challah in the bowl, because the challah never had a bishul, the challah had an afiyah. You're going to pour soup, then you're going to say that Yesh Bishul HaKavli is all based on this topic. So you can develop this whole idea based on this topic. And the topic alone could have said it's only a special thing in Korah and Pesach. But the Gemara says that it's not so. But then the Shulchan Aruch has already a further chumash. Not only should you not pour the soup directly on top of the soup jug, because you say Yesh Bishul HaKavli, and when you pour directly from the pot, it's divrei. Even if the soup already landed in the soup bowl, and it's a cliché, normally you have a cloud that there's no bishul, any cliché, cliché is not large. The Tesis has a topic. There's one opinion in Tesis that the Shulchan Aruch quotes by Lacha, and Chumra, and the Bala, and the Tesis on Mishnah, that even if there's no bishul, then I tell the cliché, but this is an issue of the Rabbanim, and that's the Gemara. That's why they say the cold man and the soup is yes, so that you shouldn't even put the soup not in, into the cliché. No, that's already a machlevi. That's already a chumash. But to pour the soup directly on top of the soup, not on top of the challah, that's the shurizo. That's according to this puzzle. That would be it.
Thank you.